Welcome back to Freight Waves Radio with Grace Sharkey.
Welcome back, Freight Friends, to this Monday edition of Freight Waves Drive Time. As we're wrapping up this first hour, I have an incredible guest with us. I have Tim Norland, the Vice President of Rail Transport. And Tim, I'm interested in this inflationary, incredibly high diesel volume market that's just everywhere right now. Where does rail currently stand? And is it how has your company kept yourself agile during these times, especially like just with this diesel market in general? Are you guys really watching the loads that you're choosing and paying attention to the way that rates are fluctuating across the nation?
Yeah, you know, it really, for us, we built this, our business, on great relationships with our customers and maintaining those great relationships. You know, we're heavy into contract rates, so we've had really good, solid business with our customers, and maybe we didn't play the spot rates last year and see the meteoric rise, but you know, now we're seeing the fall in those spot markets. So that was really important for us. And yeah, on fuel, just like most major carriers, you know, we try to hedge there a little bit, but it's about being smart about what we do, watching our idle time, trying to minimize the out-of-route miles as best we can and keep our drivers productive. You know, on the driver side, how we're getting through this, we redesigned our driver compensation package. We just announced a major change to that within the last couple of months. And throughout the pandemic, the one thing that we really did, and I think it's helping us today, is we redesigned our entire structure regarding, you know, driver home time and how we get our drivers home, how often. We created a lot of home daily and home weekly driving jobs, moving that long haul freight, but still getting drivers home more often. So that's really coming to bear now in this market. And we're seeing the fruits of that that labor that we put in over the past 18 months.
You know, kind of thinking through it, the fact that, you know, you said you kind of stayed away from that spot stuff that probably saved you some really incredible shipper relationships. And now that, you know, it's flipped there, of course, this is where they're thanking you for your generosity. You know what I mean? And what's even more important is you really can't make those day trips and those type of runs that the drivers are all attracted to, like you said, without having those relationships in place. It's difficult to do that off the spot market for sure. So it kind of shows you the type of leadership it takes to run such a large organization. Cause I believe you guys have somewhere around, I want to say 2,700 trailers, something like that.
Yeah. About 2,700 trailers, about 2,300 drivers.
Yeah, I think that's what I find so interesting about this industry is there, you know, just like other business models, you know, it's all about what type of company you are and how you're going to build it and where, you know, owner operators might be able to work well off the spot market. You definitely can't build a beautiful benefits package like you have without being able to really put yourself out there contract wise as well. So interesting stuff. And now that you've hit the 60 years, right, what advice would you give, you know, maybe small fleets that are looking to scale to a company of your size and manage their authority for 60 years of time? It's incredible. I mean, I think last month we saw 9,000 trucking companies lose their authority. What advice would you give those to make sure that they can hit that 60 years if more?
You know, the one thing that Everett Rail did, and we carry it to this day, is he set a cornerstone value early on. It's all about safety. Our cornerstone value is safety. Everything we do revolves around safety, and that's built us into the organization that we are. You know, Everett's son, Rick, took over the business, and Rick was and is a driver. In fact, I just saw him driving a truck 2 days or last Friday morning. I was like, did I see you in a truck? And yes, I did. So, but you know, we're a driver's company built by a driver, run by a driver. So Rick, you know, intimately knows the needs of drivers and, building off that cornerstone value of safety, pick your value, your cornerstone value, and build off of it and hopefully be successful.
I love that. Well, let's talk about what you're looking for. What opportunities are available to drivers today? I mean, or even back office needs, and where can people reach out to you to learn more about those?
Sure, absolutely. Well, we've got a number of excellent driving opportunities right now all across the upper Midwest, the South, the Southeast, Texas, Oklahoma, all the way up. Out in Phoenix, Arizona area, we've got driving needs out there. Unfortunately, we don't get too much to the West Coast. But and a lot of these are, like I said, home weekly, five days out, 2 days off. And we really push that, 2 full days off at home, not a 34-hour reset, but 2 days off.
Wow.
Here in the upper Midwest, we have a number of home daily regional jobs. So you're running about a 200-mile radius of your home terminal, moving regional freight every day. So very, very nice. And we still have the traditional long haul over the road for those drivers that want to stretch their legs. We've got 7 operating centers. Of course, we're always looking for good talent to bring on board. Diesel techs, obviously, we need diesel techs as well. And to learn more about rail, simple, you can go visit our website. It's rail.jobs, R-O-E-H-L.jobs. Or if you misspell it and spell it R-A, L.jobs, you'll go to the same place.
Wow, smart.
Yeah, because we knew we'd have that issue. So, give us a call, 715-591-7050.
Awesome. Well, hey, one quick question to ask you before we wrap this up real quick. Yeah. Tim, you went from being a driver to being inside and working as an executive. What's the number one thing you miss about being on the road every day?
Well, I never was really on the road every day. I loaded trucks. No, I've driven them, but not over the road. But, you know, the thing I miss most about being in the office, you know, I was worked at a small terminal for many years, got to know all my drivers very, very well. Sometimes I miss the connection with the drivers, and I'll go down and sit in the driver's lounge and just hang out for a while. And some drivers know who I am, some drivers don't. But it's great to have conversations, find out what's new, what's different. That's why I like to go to truck shows, too.
Yes.
Unfortunately, there's not enough of those anymore. But just to connect with the drivers and find out what's going on in their lives and what's making them tick right now.
Well, and that's probably why you have built such a great organization over there. So congrats to you and your team and the Rail family as well. I'll make sure I share that website on our Twitter for everyone listening. You can head over to that too, and you can get that link. Thank you so much, Tim, for joining us. It was a pleasure having you on.
Thank you, Grace. I really appreciate it.
Awesome. We'll talk soon. We'll have you on again soon. And we're going to head into our break here into our second hour. In the second hour, John Kingston will share his oil update for this week. And I'm sure even as once you get out of your trucks and you're fueling up in your personal vehicles, you're just wondering what is going on and what can I expect next? Well, he will have that update for us again. And we'll dive into, of course, some new news headlines for today. Talk about one of our sonar indexes that's really helpful in the times of figuring out where exactly diesel prices should be and are. And then I'll hit you with some Freightways classics as well. Again, if you have any questions or any want to add to any of the conversations, you can call into 8888 Road Dog or 888-876-2336.